Ugh, what is this idiot doing?
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour two starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Texans heavy in the first hour with obvious reasons, as the game last night is still fresh in everybody's mind. And a lot of people want to get a lot of things off of who's behind they'd like to kick and who they blame for the debacle and how it all ended last night. But look, like I said, and it's rare for me to say this, and you suspects know this, but I was encouraged in what I saw last night.
Yeah, I was too. I was pleasantly surprised and encouraged, for sure.
And you were the one that kept saying, hey, do you feel like this team is better based on the trades they made? And who'd have thunk that with everything that we were talking about and the people we were analyzing to make that decision, no one factored in that Carlos Hyde was actually going to be a factor last night?
It really was. I was very impressed with the way he ran the ball. I hope that continues.
I'd be interested to see what Sigmund Bloom says about Carlos Hyde in terms of a fantasy option. I would imagine he's still a flex, but... we'll let the expert, tell us.
After last night, I can see him being upgraded to an RB2.
You think so?
Dude, he rushed for
average eight yards a carry.
Yeah. I know in a highly difficult 12-team league, Carlos Hyde wouldn't be available. In a 10-team league, he might be.
The other thing is, too, remember this. As much as we crapped on the offensive line last year, for a very big stretch, the Texans' running game was good last year. Not great, but it was really good, and a lot of that had to do with the run blocking. So I feel like in some crazy way, they can figure out run blocking a lot better than they can figure out pass blocking. And maybe it's just the talent that they have. Maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's both. I don't know. Maybe you put some blame on Deshaun Watson for holding the ball too long. Maybe your receivers don't get open, though I don't think that's the case because I think the receivers do a great job of getting open. But I think you can spread a little bit of the blame around coaching, players, Deshaun Watson holding the ball. But at the end of the day, this team could run the ball last year. And so it shouldn't be that big of a surprise. I think the big surprise is that they were able to do it with guys that they just picked up.
I think that's the key,
that's
too.
The big part.
We had to keep reminding people that for a majority of the season last year, Lamar Miller was a top 10 running back.
Yep.
And he wasn't doing it all by himself.
No.
There still had to be some people getting in the way of other people.
Yeah, there were lanes. By the way, a lot of people saying Fubo has the Astros and Rockets because that's a big concern of mine.
Huge.
Cutting the cord.
Dude,
I don't want to lose.
I want to check that out.
I don't want to lose Astros and Rockets. Phillip said Fubo has Astros Rockets, and a lot of people were texting that. But he said Sling has the NFL Network in the red zone. That's what I use.
Yeah, I have that too.
I feel like I would
and
be
it's
able
an
to.
Option. You can take it down anytime you want and
oh,
add
really?
It whenever you want. Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I need to look into that. PlayStation Stalker Brian said PlayStation View has PlayStation has PlayStation View. They have the good sports packages. Hulu has all the local channels, so there's a lot of stuff. Manny said look into Gears TV. I have no idea what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I saw that. I got to look into that, though.
There's a lot of options out there. I don't know. I got to figure it out. I know I'm sick of UVerse, and if you work for UVerse, I'm sorry, but it's garbage.
I'm just having
so many problems, so forget them.
The bottom line is the other way that they really try and run this, like, mafia type setup at DirecTV, AT&T.
My dad would say
these operators have a slush fund. Each one of them that's dealing with you has a slush fund, but they're only going to give it to you if you get ornery. If you really get pissed off and go at them, then they start giving you stuff.
But I'm not giving it to that dude. Like when you're being an a-hole and yelling at DirecTV, I'm not giving you a free deal, Joel. Like I'm not hooking you up.
I don't need a hookup. At the point that you're getting me to,
or a discount,
it's because you've screwed me over and it's been all your fault.
Well, so if you got leverage then.
So, you obviously have leverage too. But at the same time, when you have an issue where they escalated your account for immediate action in March and it took them 2 months and you calling again to figure out they hadn't called you back yet, I need more than just HBO for a month.
They love giving you that 1 month for free.
They do.
Love doing that.
Yep. Every year I call and go, hey, I need to cancel this home phone service. I don't even use it. I'm paying $30 a month for home phone service. We never use it. The only reason I ever use that number is to give to people when they want a phone number so they can telemarket me. So I just give them that number and we don't answer. We don't even have a phone.
The beautiful thing about canceling a landline is that when you do,
I can still give the number.
Give them the number.
And that's what I did.
That's what I do all the time.
I was like, duh. So every year I would call and they'd be like, no. Keep it. We'll give you discounts and other stuff and it'll be cheaper. And I'm like, all right.
That's the other thing. Boy. The operators.
This year, the lady was like, no. I said, ma'am, I don't give a damn what you say and what you offer me. I'm not carrying that home phone line anymore. I want it off.
Yeah.
She was like, all right, I get it. No.
I've also had their actual operators go, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to avoid the recording here for a second. But honestly, tell me that you're going to cancel your service. And I'm going to send you to a special department that a minute you say something special like that, department. We are instructed to send to cancellations for a they have the biggest slush fund to take care
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but see, if you don't have ESPN, if you don't have NFL Network, there's nothing you can do for me, homie. I'm out.
Well, and DirecTV does.
You don't have what I want to see. And for that reason, I'm out.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, real quick, I just want to give everybody an update. Shout out to the suspects. I love y'all so much. I really got to say that. I just checked the updated donations for Tyler Miller and the Bennett's Bunch because the goal was originally $250. When we started the show, we were at $388.
Oh, it was $388.
I am happy to announce I wanted to double that $250. I wanted to get to $500. I'm relying on the suspects to help us. We are at $455.
Nice.
Shout out to Hip Hop Hercules, Patrick Randall, Lenny Jobin, whoever the anonymous donor was. All those guys have donated since we've been on the air. Let's do this, y'all. We got $45 left.
The ceiling is the roof.
It is the roof. The ceiling is the roof. Let's go. Let's go. Just at Barry is Funny on Twitter. It's the pinned tweet at the top of my. You don't even have to be on Twitter. You can just go to twitter.com/Barry is Funny. Go check it out. Click on the link. Donate. Let's get to 500. Let's help my man Tyler Miller raise that money. Let's do it, please.
No doubt about it. And we highlighted if you missed it yesterday, too. But Tyler's a usual suspect.
Yep.
And
he is a suspect.
His little man, Bennett, has been going through a bunch. So doing a good thing for a great cause is what we're all about, and we appreciate you. And let's get to that $500.
No doubt.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
Now, let's get to this, because there's a man on the phone that experienced the ups and downs of football this weekend.
Did he?
On the one hand, his New Orleans Saints pulled off what was probably the greatest victory of the week. On the other hand, his fantasy team ate a sack of penises. I don't know if I should have said that. You might. I may have taken that a little far. It got dumped. It got dumped, Clarence. So you have to wait 8 seconds. We're going to pause you down in case you curse. Tell me when the 8 seconds is up, Nicholas. I may have taken the whole description of Clarence's weekend a little too far.
I don't know if you had to throw that word in there. You were great without that word.
You have to be the eight and then into the sack of... You didn't have to do that.
Could have said poop. Could have said
anything.
There
were so many alternatives.
Right. Okay. Are we back? Do we have the 8 seconds?
We're
okay.
Done.
Now, Clarence, welcome to the show. I'm sorry I got so vulgar with how bad you sucked at fantasy, but the floor is yours, loser.
Wow.
I did all that.
I lost to you.
That's the beauty of it, is you didn't even play me. You played Joel, and I've already started talking crap. Imagine what's about to be next.
I'm waiting to hear what you have to say, Clarence.
There's nothing I could say. Joel, I've talked more crap than the UTDBs. And just like them, I ate it just as much.
Better to eat that than what Barry had to eat. I gotta tell you that. Yeah.
Hey, Barry?
That's my bad. I got a little carried away.
A little? I'm just saying, it was pure irony that it all came down to Joel, petty-ass Joel, picking Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara with his first pick, and it came down to them. And I give it to him. I talk much crap, and now I'm eating much crow. Because he beat me by 14 points. You know where he got those 14 points from? From his tight end last night in a Raiders game.
Oof.
And I knew the moment I lost is when they finally ended the Saints game. And it clicked over. And you hear the announcer on Monday Night Football say, yeah, he already has 3 catches. I'm like, crap. Just go ahead and send this message now.
Dear Joel, I am sorry.
The irony of all ironies was, as a Saints fan, before Deshaun Watson's last drive, Clarence had the Saints defense. He was winning. Because of that drive, I took a lead. He had the Saints kicker. He made the kick, and I was still winning by tenths of a point, and I had the tight end going in the game in the final of the night with Oakland, and I just got on the internet and flipped over and went, oh, he's already got 5 or 6 points. Clarence doesn't have anybody left.
It's hilarious because on the one hand, he's got to be cheering.
Sure.
Yeah, go Saints, go Kamara, go Drew Brees. And then he's looking at his phone going, oh, don't go that much, though. Don't go that much. Maybe back off a little bit.
Clarence had Jared Cook and was hoping that all Brees would throw to last night was Jared Cook.
No, he didn't even want Brees. He just hand the ball off to anyone not named Kamara.
Joel is right. All I wanted him to do, end zone Jared Cook. It would have been perfect with him, but you know what? He won. I'm sure we're going to see each other again after I make some adjustments like I told him.
I will say this. If you miss Twitter, I bit my tongue until it was final, and then two tweets came out. The first one was, we played Texas Hammer football, did what we had to do. Now it's on to next week against Baker's Chubby. Clarence did all the talking. We chose to play the game. He was who we thought we was. Open shut case. Hashtag, instead of who dat, know dat. Hammered him, and then I said, and our motto continues to be, walk softly and carry a big, big hammer!
Hammer. That's what I mean, man.
Well, appreciate the call, Clarence. You ate those L's like a man. That's good for you. You start off the season 0-1. Your Saints start off 1-0.
I thought so.
That's good times. That had to be rewarding, Joel.
It was very rewarding because I kept saying to myself, and Lisa's like, why are you so concerned about fantasy football? I thought you weren't playing this year. I'm like, oh, you don't understand.
Yeah, it's a listener.
The minute I drafted his two Saints players, all I heard was crap coming from Clarence. And then when he found out, I didn't even know we played week 1. And then for 2 weeks, he was just driving that knife. Yep, and I was just like, and I kept warning him, God forbid I beat you.
Yeah.
And so I waited till the right time, and then I used Twitter to get the appropriate response.
That's awesome.
There you have it.
By the way, so before we get to this next phone call, or do we have, we'll do it on the other side. But somebody texted the show when we were talking about the O-line and the secondary and all the rookies, and they said, I love you, Barry, but I completely agree with Joel. You don't set up Lonnie Johnson for failure. I believe the line will get better in time, especially with the rookies. It takes time for a line to gel and communicate. Like the Colts last year, I think Broderick Johnson will go on the right side to replace Henderson. My point is if you're going to feel that way about some rookies, you should feel that way about all rookies. That's my point. I'm just saying, if you're going to be on the side of, hey, let's give the rookies a chance, then give Lonnie Johnson a chance too. Because if you think that you're not putting Sharping on the right side with Central Henderson and setting him up for failure, you're sadly mistaken. At least Titus Howard has Laremy Tunsil on his left, and they can work that out. But if you're looking to your right and it's Central Henderson, you're going, well, this isn't going to go well. So that's all I'm saying. And we agree to disagree, and that's the beauty of it
all.
Yeah,
the other thing, too, is it gets to the bigger picture of if you spent your first and second round picks on linemen, they need to be playing. Right.
Yeah, what was Lonnie Johnson? Whoops,
there's another guy in Lonnie Johnson they were very high on after camp and thought that he would find a spot. Well, if they didn't think so before after watching the film this week, they might want to think so now.
He was a second-round pick.
I thought it was
– second round pick.
So you got
a second-round pick that you're scared to play.
Sharping was a second-round pick.
Sharping, I think, was the third-round pick.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get it to you on this other side of the break. Lots more to get to, and if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, rolling through the show, almost to the midway point. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Tuesday. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Wherever you may be, if you're a suspect and you're doing great things like...
Oh, stop the presses. This is so good. Can I tell
you? To worthy causes.
I said I love the suspects. We love the suspects. And we asked. We were so close. And as soon as we put the call out one more time at 2 o'clock, Brandon Whitehead, Drake Dishler, Titan Hugo, AR Platinum, Eric stepped up along with Walt. Eric donated $100. We are at $684. I could not be more proud of our listeners than I am right now. Helping a fellow suspect in Tyler Miller and Bennett's Bunch. The goal was $250. We're at $684. Love you guys. This is why y'all are the best listeners ever. Because you support each other and you support the show. So thank you guys for doing that, man. It's outstanding. No doubt. Don't stop. If you want to hit a, if we want to hit 1,000, go hit 1,000. I'm not going to stop you. All the links and everything, at Barry is Funny on Twitter. The link's pinned to the top of my Twitter page. Go do it. I'm happy, though.
I tweeted it, too. I don't know how to do the pinning thing like you did, but it's on my Twitter.
Well, it's you know, it's technically very difficult to click on something and choose pin this post.
You're good at that it stuff.
Yeah.
More IT.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Whatever it takes to get the job.
My wife, let's do this real quick. Let's get Steven's call.
Okay.
Is that Steven Usyk? Because it just says WEA. Is that Steven the weatherman?
I don't know, to be honest.
I would assume it looks like it is. We'll take a shot on it. It was based on a current conversation we were having. Steven, what's up?
Steven, what's up, man?
I was listening to y'all talk about with Clarence about that last drive chasing. I can do one better. I had a I was down by four in my matchup, and the Will Lutz kick gave me the win, like 5 points.
That's outstanding.
For 5 points. I had a 1% chance of winning, according to like the win projection. And had it gone to overtime, I probably would have lost because my opponent had Hopkins and Thomas.
Wow. Well, appreciate the call, Steve. Yeah, that's outstanding. And now we've opened up the door for everyone to give us
their fantasy summary. Sorry, Clarence, you wouldn't know. But getting those W's in fantasy football
feels good.
Very rewarding.
So I have been instructed by my wife. Mm-hmm. It's never good when you start with, my wife said that I can no longer cure my cataracts.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She has said that I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Not because, you know, the dangers of cataracts.
Because you'd be acting dumb when you're on it.
But not, and you pay more attention to your cataracts on the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially in states where it's legal to fix your cataracts.
Right.
Then daddy goes crazy. But apparently, people are dying from vaping left and right now.
Yeah.
This is an issue that
Serious thing.
Every day she'd come home, she'd be like, 5 more people died from vaping. I'm like, well, what were they vaping? And she's cut me off.
Did you see the story on the news last night?
No. What story? I know that every day she's like, 3 more kids died, 2 more ladies died, some guy died in a vape shop. I'm like, oh my God, y'all are killing me. Like, literally, what's going on? What was the story yesterday?
So yesterday, Tomball High School, it's the breaking news story on several stations. They have some, like, either a choir concert or some kind of concert going on, and the kids, before the concert starts, go out back, and a female student gives a vaping instrument, we'll call it, to a male student to get a few hits before they go back in.
Okay.
He goes down. They got to call the it's a medical emergency, the ambulance. They got to resuscitate him. It's this huge deal. And the girl just goes back inside and gets ready to do the performance. And they're like, you come with us.
Is she on the hook now for murder?
And no, he didn't. They still, as of the time of when the story was released on ABC 13, said they don't have the details on the student's health at the time that they did the story. He was rushed to the hospital, but this has just escalated it even more. That all high schools are saying now all vaping is completely going to be banned from the high schools. And
I can't believe it was legal to vape.
And they're trying to find out what he was vaping, what she put in
Clorox. Dirty scoundrel.
Well, they're pesticides.
Is there
all kinds of stuff that they can put into mix.
But pesticides were in the tobacco.
Yeah, I mean it's in CBD. It's in weed. vaping pens.
I wouldn't know anything about that, but
it's in the nicotine ones.
I don't understand. Like, I thought this was supposed to be healthier, but now they're saying that it's literally there's particles in the vape or whatever the hell that's just like basically blocking people's, you know, lung function. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I mean, and obviously a lot of people, well, it's better for the environment too. Well, you're killing people.
You can always tell when people vape because my wife's like, well, that's a vape pen. I'm like, nah, it is, but it isn't. Because on the weed pens, a lot of times, you don't get the same amount of smoke as you do from those vape pens, like the right. Jewels and stuff like that. That looks like a chimney. It looks like a choo-choo train,
mm-hmm.
going an old-timey Western choo-choo train going down the track when people vape with those kind of vape pens, the ones that, I don't know, look like a... Like, the one I have doesn't produce that much smoke.
Yeah. And regardless of the situation, it's still a chemical process that they're doing to try and make it a, quote-unquote, healthier approach to smoking. And you have to be super smart and really intelligent to be able to do that and get away with it. And there's a lot of knockoffs. And you got to be, as a consumer, you got to be educated about these companies because there's so many knockoffs right now. And there's so many companies claiming that they don't use natural stuff and they only use natural ingredients and they don't. So
I feel like it's just a mist. I don't feel like that would be a big deal, but apparently there's a lot of stuff in that mist.
And
that
the other thing is, isn't it just like the conversation we had a week or so ago about these Beyond Whoppers? It may not be meat in your Whopper, but it's still fast food and it's still got everything else in it. So you got to be careful about
something in your lungs other than air. That can't be good.
There's a senior at Tomball High School, Ariel Scott, who told ABC 13 about the incident. It was minutes before choir orientation. The girl handed it to him. He hit it. He passed out. He would not wake up. He was not waking up. They tried to get him up. He was not getting up. So the ambulance had to come and get him. They took him away on a stretcher.
Really?
Yeah. Tomball High School. Yes.
Damn.
So it's just, and obviously the school issues a statement. Look, we're trying to have candid conversations with our students and faculty about how dangerous they can be. There's not much you can say at this point. But again, now more other high schools seeing this are getting involved saying, okay, we're going to start banning all vape pipes.
Well, they should have been banned from high schools from day one.
Yeah, you would think.
I don't get how it was just coming to, you know, like, and that's not to say that even if you did ban it, that they wouldn't bring it to high school anyway. It's like you're not allowed to bring cigarettes, at least when I was in high school, but people still brought cigarettes.
Now, I was the guy that would smoke in the bathroom. Did you have those guys?
Yep, absolutely.
I was one of those guys.
I was that guy.
Yeah, but there was also the group that we called the Burnouts, but there was a gas station across the street from the high school. And on every study hall or every chance they got, they'd go smoke right there.
You just go to the bathroom, maybe four or five dudes in there hotboxing.
Yeah.
Hot box and a heater, and then
the teacher walked in. What smell? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you'd have one guy on lookout, like, here comes the coach, here comes the coach, and everybody, and then throw it out. Everybody wash their hands and leave. He's like, I smell it. I know y'all was smoking in here. We'd be like, we don't know what you're talking about, coach. As smoke is coming out of my mouth, and you smelled like cigarettes, like nobody knew. We were dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid. My sister, when she was in high school, they were allowed to smoke.
Were?
They had a smoking section.
What?
Yeah. Jersey Village, when she went, they had a smoking section. You go outside in the commons area and smoke, no problem.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
It sure did.
Man, that would never happen in my high school.
Yeah, well, I wish it did in mine, but nope.
Oh, wow. All right, so halfway point of the show. We've got the first half behind us and the second half to go. So if you want to join us, we'd love to have you. 713-780-3776. HR&P Lister Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Second half of the Usual Suspects right around the corner on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate taking along for the ride. That's why the windshield is always bigger than the rearview mirror, because we put 90 minutes behind us, but we still got 90 to go in the show. That means we want you a part of it. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Also, we want you to be a part of our next remote. We are going to be in Beaumont. We keep telling you this, and we'd love to see you, because the turnout when we're in Beaumont is always great. The suspects come out of the woodwork to hang with us and have a good time. And we want to do it again, because Nick is going to be on the road with us, so all three of us are going to be in the B, and we want you to be there as well. We're going to be at West Bar, so you can join us in the Blitz. It's going to be from 1 to 7 p.m. coming up this Friday in Beaumont. You can stop by their Welcome Home Atmosphere. Check out their daily specials. Grab a Miller or Coors Light and drink it with us this Friday, September the 13th, 1 to 7 p.m. at West Bar. Blitz, Usual Suspects, and the Blitzers and Suspects. We'd all like to see you there in Beaumont on Friday.
Yes, we would. I would hate to go there and nobody show up.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think Lauren Pope and the welcoming committee, who's already been wondering if we want certain foods and what's going on.
That's right.
It's good to have great people behind us looking forward to us coming down there for a show.
Agree. Also, AR Platinum said he's going to get his followers on this fundraiser, so I expect we should hit 1,000 if he comes through in the clutch. So good times indeed. Thank you to everybody that donated one more time. Much appreciate you guys getting us to 500 and beyond. Mm-hmm. Always good. A couple of texts from the text line. It looks like Barry's divorce is finally going through. Stay strong, my brother. No, my wife's. That's fake news, sir. That's fake news. Hey, it's Cowboy Trav. I'm out of the hospital. Finally had 20 inches of my colon taken out. Oh. I feel like crap, but I'm still kicking. Best radio show in the damn nation. Bless y'all and bless you, Cowboy Trav. Sorry about your colon. I don't know how to address that. I don't know how you.
I used to get that at my dad's shop all the time. We had these old full service.
You used to get colons? People are just like, hey, I don't use this colon anymore.
Yeah.
We drop this.
Donating
it's like,
my
it's
colon.
Like a
go,
baby
bro.
You don't want. You leave it at the doorstep of a fire station. You're just like, hey, I don't want this colon anymore. I'm going to go drop it off at the fire station. About 20 inches of it at least.
Donations are always good during the colon flu season.
It's just that they would be so detailed about the operation
they
just got.
I've never hated you more than I do right now, Joel.
And that's why I said it.
Oh, my God. Colon flu season.
Yes, sir. Mm.
If ever there was a time to punch yourself in the face, it's right now.
Nah.
Get better, Cowboy Trav. Sorry.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know. How do you, like, I don't know what you say. Sorry about your colon.
It's a pain in the ass.
Hey, the good news is, how much did it weigh? You might not be as heavy. I don't know. How much does 20 inches of colon weigh? A lot? A little? I mean, I'm sure Joel's colon weighs a ton.
Well, yeah, like a ton and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why don't you stick to ding-dongs and stop worrying about colon.
Speaking of that, did you like my tweet last night?
Yeah.
Jordan got two ding-dongs last night.
I saw that.
And Joel was...
No, Barry was. Joel didn't say a thing about
ding-dongs.
They
were big, long ding-dongs, right?
Long dong?
430-some-odd feet upper tank.
At least you know that the ding-dong is 430-some feet, even if you don't know how long
he went upper tank, and they were showing a picture of somebody sitting up there with a glove. Who goes upper tank next to the foul pole with a glove?
When they said only two people in the history of the stadium have hit it there.
I get it. I mean, I don't get it. I think it's dumb that adults take gloves to the game, and kids are fine.
I've said that so many times.
If you're a grown-ass man, leave the glove at home. Catch it like a man with your bare hand, or get out of the way and let a real man catch it. But...
Have you seen these new ones too? The gloves that are like oversized. They're like,
no.
Oh my God.
I didn't know if we were talking about ding dongs.
No, there are adults that are bringing gloves to the games now that are literally like 3.5 feet from the heel of your palm to the top of the glove. That's going to help. You still got to have reflexes and you got to be able to move the glove.
Just bring a fishing net if you're going to do
that. People do that too.
Like you're catching butterflies out there. But yeah, some dude and his kid. We're up there, upper tank front row with their gloves on, waiting for another Jordan ding-dong, as Joel would say. But he got two more. That's 24 now. He's starting to pass people that have been on this roster all season.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he is putting himself in some rarefied air in terms of the numbers he's putting up in the games he's played and guys that have done similar things when you look at it. And you're like, you know what? Okay, everybody's like, oh, you scoff at this. Or you say, well, you know what? It's just a new day and age and different baseballs, and it's going to be different. But when you look at his numbers, so, I mean, the highest OPS by a rookie in the modern era, minimum 300 plate appearances. Yordan Alvarez, number one, 1.082. Second, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Third, Aaron Judge. Fourth, Ted Williams.
Jeez, that's good company.
It's pretty good company right
now. Yeah, that's not bad.
No. So you look at everything that, and again, they had six home runs in the first two innings.
Yeah.
So talk about an offensive explosion coming off of a 21-1 win.
15 runs last night, 21 the night before. Over their last five games, I did the math so you guys didn't have to. They're averaging 11 runs a game. Since the Mariners series started, they won 11-9, 7-4, 2-1, 21-1, and 15-0. That's a pretty good run of baseball if you're averaging 11 runs a game in baseball.
And
it's pretty sick.
You know, everybody talks about the long ball with the Yankees, and with good reason. Obviously, the Yankees are a big power hitting club, and they got a ton of guys that are hitting home runs. So are the Minnesota Twins. I think that's another one that people forget about.
Oh, yeah.
How prolific the Twins have been with the home run ball this year. But when you look at how many guys are going to hit 20 plus. And how many guys are in double digits for the Astros this year? Chirinos hit two more.
Yeah.
Your catcher, who wasn't even going to be your catcher for the full season, has over 20 bombs.
Yeah, Minnesota's first with 275. Yankees are second with 270 home runs. Dodgers are third with 255, and the Astros are still fourth with 248.
And the most important stat of all that and all the power and all the numbers and everything else is the Astros are tied for the best record in the American League and the best record in baseball. Both the Astros and the Yankees are tied, and both of them have a two-game lead over the Dodgers for the best record in baseball, and I keep telling you that's what I'm watching every night. And, of course, the Red Sox laid down again and the Yankees took advantage. But the fact the Astros just keep taking it to the rest of baseball.
Yeah.
Very encouraging getting ready for the playoffs.
Somebody was asking last night, I forget who it was, on the Twitters, but they tagged a few of us and were like, hey, is Bregman making a late push for MVP? And I think this is Mike Trout's, Mike Trout's MVP to lose. Bregman trails him in like eight statistical categories. What Bregman is doing is outstanding. He's been the most consistent player on this team, you know, when everybody else was missing time, as much Correa has missed, as much as Altuve has missed, everybody else outside of Brantley, who has also been the model of consistency, but just doesn't have the power numbers that Bregman does. But I mean, you could actually make a case. I feel like Michael Brantley should finish in the top 10 in MVP.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely should.
I think that Bregman might finish top five. It's possible he finishes top three, but I think he'll still be a top five MVP candidate.
Safe is what you and I said last year. He's a top five candidate, right? Yeah. And for the second year in a row to basically have no fall off, and the fact that he's put up the numbers that he hasn't. And you make the point that is the best of all of them, which is with all, this team having as many injuries as they've had, the bell cow that carried it every single night for this team offensively and was in the lineup was Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And that's huge. And the crazier thing than that, too, when we talk about how many guys are going to have double-digit home run totals at the end of the year, Correa, if he comes back and gets one more, he gets 20.
Yeah.
So this team has a lot of power.
Missed, too.
But this team wouldn't be where it is right now, sitting with the best tied for the best record in baseball, if Bregman doesn't have the year that he had. But you're right. Brantley, when you look at it, as opposed to like Bregman's numbers, because obviously he's going to be down in some categories from a year ago, Brantley's going to probably have a career high in ribbies, high in home runs. He's top five in average.
It's crazy. Here's what's wild, though, because, I mean, you look at Yuli, he's 20. He's tied with Sano and Betts for 27 home runs. Altuve's tied at 28 with 26 home runs. At 32 now, Yordan Alvarez with his two more home runs has 24, right? Here's what's wild. Is everybody that he's tied with at number 32 in baseball with 24 home runs, DJ LeMahieu, 536 at-bats. Danny Santana has 420 at-bats. CJ Cron has 420 at-bats. Rougned Odor, 461 at-bats. You know how many at-bats Yordan Alvarez has used? Half of what those guys have. 263 at-bats, and he's already caught all these cats who have been around pretty much all season. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, think about it at the start of the year, and even as we were starting to get going in the season, we were talking about, man, at some point they're probably going to need some help with another bat in the lineup for a DH and or possibly a first baseman. And we were talking Tyler White.
Oh, Lord.
And what he had to do to get out of, well, Who the hell would have thought that not only for everybody clamoring to get Yordan up to the big leagues, that he'd have been this good this soon, and that they are in this position?
He's ranked ahead of J.D. Martinez in WAR.
That's just crazy.
That's insane. And Gary Sanchez. But, I mean, Gary missed a lot of – but Yoan Moncada, I mean, it's amazing what this kid is doing.
Yeah, and whether you get into the numbers or not, you just have to realize this kid was one hell of a find. And for him to be on the scene and doing this soon.
Sorry, Dodgers.
Has really been a big, big boost for this ball club. So they're at it again tonight. Wade Miley hopefully going to erase everybody's concerns after his last outing where he didn't get an out and they were down 7-0.
If he struggles, you're hitting the panic button on Miley?
No, I'm not going to hit the panic button. Now, but I will say this, and this gets to our conversation yesterday. The other good news that I was extremely ecstatic about, besides the offensive explosion, was the fact that Fromber has been scratched from the start tomorrow night, and they're just going to go by an opener and a bullpen by committee for that game. And I went, whew, they got a shot. Maybe they can sweep the A's.
See, you ain't right.
Really? Or is he not right? Because his control has been anything but right. All right, we'll continue to roll on. You want to talk some Astros? We're here for you. Otherwise, there's plenty more things to get to on our docket. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, give us a shout. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I made the switch about 3 years ago. I just re-upped with them, and why wouldn't I? They've saved me thousands off of my previous bills with my previous energy provider, and they do it with great customer service. They talk you through, and they ask you questions. They want to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business or your family? And they go from there until they get you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can find for you. In most cases, that deal is better than anybody else in the market. In the rare occasions that their rates can get beat, they're going to let you know that too, because they're going to be 100% honest all the time. They're never going to screw you over to make a buck. It's always about the relationship and making sure you trust them so that you do business with them. You might not do it now, but you may do it somewhere down the line because you know that they're not trying to lie to you or do shady business. They're fantastic, and it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips, and it's reliable because the Public Utilities Commission of Texas gave them 5 out of 5 stars. It's the best you can do, and they're doing it for you. So check them out. Go to infuseenergy.com, or again, 844-463-8732, 844-INFUSE2, and check them out because I'm telling you, I switched. You should too. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wrap it up. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Another reminder. We are going to be in Beaumont on Friday. Us and the Blitz. 1 to 7 p.m., the West Bar and Grill. So check us out. Hang out. Have some Miller Lite, Coors Light. Kick it with the Suspects and the Blitzers. It's going to be a good time. Friday, September 13th, 1 to 7 p.m., the West Bar and Grill.
I'm looking forward to it.
Should be fun.
Have not been.
Nick making a return engagement to the 409.
Ugh. I mean, yeah.
Get to annoy Barry.
Super.
I'll be encouraging hugs.
I have a gig Friday.
Nut punches.
You know what sucks is I have a gig Friday at Stats, which I think is in Tomball. So I got to drive all the way to Beaumont, do the show from 1 to 4, then drive all the way back and make it to my show in Tomball.
You need a private plane, sir.
I really do need a helicopter or something.
The bottom line is it wouldn't be you without some ridiculous travel plan to fill up your weekend.
But hey, if you live around Stats, which I believe is in Tomball-ish area, come out to the show Friday.
And then again, go back to Woo or again, Whoa or W-O.
Yeah, again, BarryIsFunny.com if you want the schedule. I got 2 gigs in the area tonight or this week. Don't say I didn't warn you, because then people would be like, hey, when's your next show? I hate y'all when you do that.
Hefe already told people that's what they need to be doing.
Jerks. Ugh, that's the worst. Hey, when's your next show? And then I never see them. I'm like, oh, I'm at this place on Friday and this place on Saturday. Sweet. And then they never come. That's just the worst. Don't ask. It's okay. You don't have to ask me.
I won't anymore.
I know you won't. I'm just saying, don't. You don't have to. It's okay. You're not making me happy by asking me when my next gig is and then not showing up.
Is your fan club going to be there, Nick? Do you know?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I mean, there's a lot of people that love you, and there's a lot of people that don't
you
love
know.
You.
Don't make me say it.
Say whatever you want.
No, I'm not going to
No filter
you.
Here. We're transparent here
or,
on the suspects.
Or get your ass whooped. I don't want to do either of those. They I mean, I kind of want to do the second one, but.
They got the cupcake, like the Kevin Durant thing. Some what? People don't like you, and when you come back, they bring all the cupcake signs and banners and say you're stopped. And the other people are just welcoming with open arms. You last time you were there, you stayed an extra half hour and took selfies with
It was
people.
Fun. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. So, by the way, I tweeted at you guys a video yes. of a fan with that big glove that you were talking about, Joel.
Spot on. Exactly
and
what I was talking about.
And he still missed the catch.
Yeah. And the glove is mammoth. But you still have to have coordination.
What?
You have to be coordinated enough to be able to know what to do with
it's
the glove.
It's almost a disadvantage, right?
Okay.
I don't know about that. I don't think the guy was exactly gifted in terms of reaction skills.
But that's all.
This dude, first of all, you should be embarrassed to walk around.
To walk in the stadium.
I told
yeah.
you.
Yeah. With a glove that, put it in a backpack, you moron. You look like a
weirdo.
Well,
that is. That's a backpack. It's a secondary ride option.
Now,
it's a cushion.
With a glove that big, it's like a pterodactyl's wing. It's humongous, all right? With a glove
see
that big.
The wingspan on that thing?
I get it that it might take some time. Like, you could literally, if you turn your sound on, you can hear when he tries to squeeze, he goes, whoosh, like, it's that big. Like, mm-hmm. So I get that it takes, you got a, your reaction time is different, okay? So as the ball hits in the glove, when you go to close it, whoosh, if you don't time it right, the ball could pop out. So I understand that. The problem was this dumbass closed the glove and then the ball hits his glove on the outside. He timed it all wrong.
Yeah.
Just, bro, sit down.
See, and I got so much hate for making fun of adults bringing gloves to baseball games.
Oh, I've always been that
how
and jerseys.
How much hate does that guy deserve?
Yeah, a lot. Just give that glove to your girl because you don't know how to use it.
There's
you
no doubt about it.
Just
and the
messed
thing
that
is,
all up.
As big as it is, you don't even have to close it. You just have to have it so that at least just it's somewhat open.
Yeah,
yeah it's going to stay.
Idiot.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Glove guy and jersey guy. Not a fan.
You've never been a fan
no.
of either one of them.
No, I have not. And I know you and I and you
both
too,
agreed
Joel,
on that from day one.
But and we'll catch heat for it. But dude, at least make the catch. You took the big ass glove to begin with. That's
Here's the thing. Even if your hand isn't in the glove, if you just grab the outer edges of the web and just
squeeze
held it open and squeeze it, you're still getting that ball. The fact that you got and hit you instead of getting into that mitt, that's
oh
all
God.
On you, and you
that's
look and deserve all the hate and criticism you get.
Embarrassing.
Dumb. You know it wasn't? That aggressive tackle that D-Hop had, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was cool, too.
Shouldn't have been penalized.
The
loved
what?
It. When D-Hop's body slammed that guy for the Saints.
Love it should have been penalized. He definitely should have been penalized, but it was a cool slam.
That's all we had to do. So with that being said, we're through hour number two. We'll continue to roll on as we can get to the final 60 minutes of the show.
That was so weird.
We covered it.
Mark on Twitter said, I stopped by Twin Peaks yesterday, but didn't get a chance to say hi to y'all. Good to see the show, but curious who the child in the ESPN shirt was. I didn't recognize them.
We had which ESPN
you,
shirt?
You
we
were,
had, we
yeah,
had
we
one,
weren't
no,
wearing
no, no,
ESPN
no. We
shirts.
We had two of our marketing associates.
Oh,
we had,
yeah.
Promo, we had one
promo
crews. One had an ESPN shirt and one had a suspect shirt.
Okay, that's probably what he's talking about. The youngster in the ESPN.
He looks
I literally
yeah,
love
he looks,
ESPN.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I that's just our promo crew. That's not a child.
No.
That's disrespectful, Mark.
But as we said yesterday,
but
and Barry and I
out.
Talked about it after the show, what's really neat, and it's all on you guys, the suspects actually came out yesterday, and they made sure to come in, say hi. They want to be in Beaumont on Friday. They brought gifts in certain situations.
Dave.
But just the fact to see you guys and to hear all about how much you love the show and the support, we love it.
Barry,
it's fantastic.
Barry got mad at me. Great name. But he got mad at me because I called him fat, so... I didn't call him Fatso. I just said fat, comma. So
right.
But yeah, Barry said he's going to be out there. It's going to be a good time. We're going
to
have some fun. So
it
is nice when the suspects show up and show out and show us.
And keep in mind, if you want one of the shirts, we're not selling them.
No.
The biggest way, everybody says, how do I get one? We're not going to mail them to you. If you want one, keep an eye on like Friday when we're in Beaumont or when we're going on our next remote. And we're going to have several remotes coming up per month in the next couple of months with football season. Make sure you are where we are. You got a shot to get a t-shirt.
Eric Resendez wants to know, can you all take a shoot or have a beer on Friday? I don't know what take a shoot means. Eric, I don't know if you are trying to use the okay word for saying poop?
Well, there's a Crystal Collins shoot, or there's a
that's what
place
I'm saying.
To poop.
I mean, I don't know if shoot was the easy, you know, the acceptable word for poop, or if you meant shot and just had an extra O in there. Either way, I'm a pass. I'll take a Miller Lite or a Coors Light, and I'm good. I don't need to take a shoot. I'm out on taking shoots.
Look at the time. We've got time to take a shoot and come on back for the final hour of the show. It's just the way things line up. So if you need to take a shoot too, well, you know where to go. And
I should have never.
It's going to go on for the last hour of the show.
Final 60 minutes. You can call in and shoot your shoot. And we'll be here with more. It's the usual suspects.
Thank you so much.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water.